As Syria's war rages on with no end in sight, militants fighting Syrian government forces are getting accused of new war crimes, with British citizens among those implicated. In a new video, armed men are seen shooting a prisoner as he kneels on the ground. One of the shooters is suspected of being this man, known as Abu Harb al-Butani, who's appeared in other videos speaking in a strong London accent.
When they are slaughtering our children.
Well, much comment's been made about that this appears to be a war crime carried out. Looking at the video, it appears to be a joint enterprise. Everybody in the group would be guilty under English law of murder, and if that is a British citizen, he can be tried in the United Kingdom.
When we spoke to the police earlier today, they refused to comment on this particular case, but said that their advice remains the same, for families to keep an eye on what their children are doing and watching online in order to make sure they're not being radicalised, and advising all British citizens not to go to Syria to take part in the increasingly brutal civil war which is ripping the country apart. The noise coming out of the British government is that these citizens pose a threat to the UK when they return home. Analysts say that London looked the other way while the same insurgents committed crimes in Syria.
Of course, it should also be borne in mind that for the last 3 years, the United Kingdom government and the media have cared very little about what those very same people are doing to civilians, soldiers, and even now their rebel colleagues in Syria itself.
Some analysts believe that the recent focus of the British security apparatus on the Syrian conflict may be exaggerating the threat. But for others, it is born out of a genuine concern that those who've travelled to Syria may one day come back and massacre people here in the UK. Issa Ali, Press TV, London.